Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 107, recorded on November 11th, 2012. I'm Brett Koblin.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And today we got Good in the house.
Hello, guys.
What's up, Good? It's going to be a good show.
Oh.
You're a good guest. We sure are glad to have you on.
Oh, good God.
It's starting out good.
Good grief.
You're about to have a good time. Hope you all are having a good time in the chat room. And today we're going to talk about Minecraft.
Are we really?
It's something different.
Minecraft.
Something different from what we usually talk about.
Well, yes. I figure we need to since we got a guest in studio. I don't know if everybody realizes this. Normally, our guests are on Skype. But today, Good came down here all by himself to be in this luxurious studio.
Live!
It's amazing. I'm trying to set a precedent. Everyone should come down from now on.
That's agree. Yeah. That's awesome. We like that.
And I like the precedent that he paid for it himself. Let's keep that. Yeah. It's part of the precedent.
Except I was kind of hoping you would come down the night before, and then we would hang out last night.
See, I was going to, but I didn't want to like ask you guys if I could sleep in with you.
Absolutely, dude. My kids can sleep on the couch. You get the bed.
All
six
right, well,
guys,
next time.
Five guys. How many more guys?
Yeah. Next time.
So why don't you tell people what you do?
I make videos on YouTube about Minecraft.
And he's good at it.
I'm good at it. I make good videos.
And your name on YouTube is?
Good Boulderfist.
And that's because you used to make?
I used to play Warcraft on the server Boulderfist, and I made the channel then.
And we've never told our listeners any of this stuff before, because they've never heard these stories.
Nope.
Not even
not
last
a year,
year.
Ago.
I know.
It was like a year ago today, almost.
I know.
Wow. When the tragic show, when Good went out and bought a video camera, and then we didn't even use it.
Yep. Yeah. So I decided this time I'm just going to fly there.
Yep.
You can't hide me anymore.
We were keeping you in the basement next to Harry. Yeah. Are you a wizard, Good?
Yes.
A wizard? Well, how about we...
is that all?
Book on into this part of the show. I'm so trying to wait for that music to end.
Our joinies.
Wow, that was in what? That's like a New Jersey accent?
Yeah. I guess. Hoggle. I think it might have had some Hoggle in there, too.
Hoggle?
Yeah.
Hoggle jurors.
So, So what have you done this week, Good? Because you're probably the only one who has an active playlist of Minecraft this week.
I didn't do much Minecraft.
Really?
I'm getting ready for Minecon. So I'm leaving on Friday to go to Minecon. So I spent the week building, I guess it's kind of Minecraft related because I built a new computer to record videos with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had a friend fly down from New York and we spent the week putting together the computer and stuff. And so most of my week was spent, you know, keeping him entertained.
You built a water-cooled computer though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That was what I was scared about. I've never done the water cooling stuff myself and I was really scared. But watching him do it, it was really easy. So. Yeah.
Did you use any redstone?
Yeah. I had called up Etho and he helped me out and it worked out great.
Nice.
Push the button on that.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, there's that's weird.
Always thinking.
That's
see?
Kind of hot
isn't
in
that
here.
Nice?
It's
isn't that
quiet.
Nice? So much better.
Yeah.
Like it.
You're welcome, audience. I'm thinking of you.
And they're like, dude, we couldn't hear it anyway.
So what are you going to do at Minecon?
That's a good question. I'm sure a lot of people have that question. I actually got a tweet from Lydia a few minutes ago confirming the Mindcrack panel. So for those that have been wondering whether or not you're going to get to see all the Mindcrackers that are going in a panel, you will. Yay!
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it. Yeah.
Notch even.
Yes. Yeah. Notch agrees.
Yep.
Yeah,
Notch. So there you go, Mindcrackers in the chat room. You now know. Yep. You're doing a
exclusive.
You're doing
news.
A panel.
Yep.
What are you going to talk about?
I don't know. I guess we'll talk about Minecraft. It'll be kind of like this, but with more people.
I understand.
Yeah.
I feel you.
You should talk about War Z or something.
Yeah, just go out there and just...
If you want to be kind of like this, you need to talk about stuff other than Minecraft. Yeah.
Start with Conan. Online.
Oh, that's a joke.
We're going to gather and like use the community to develop Minecraft 2. Like, that's okay. What our panel will be.
Okay.
Minecraft 2 with Minecraft.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like it.
Not really.
Eric, have you done any Minecraft this week?
Let's see. The Minecraft stuff I did was with you guys.
Yeah?
The time travel map.
Yeah. We've been excited about that.
We still haven't said what the name of this is. In fact, let's just not until we put it out.
Okay.
But we did live stream it, so some people probably already saw it. But it's time travel, and it's not Chronotide, even though that one has time travel in it,
Yeah. Is
what I'm told.
Yeah. And let me just tell you, Eric is huge on time travel, so I'm sure everything that we've done in the past or any of our adventure maps is going to be eclipsed with what he's already come up with.
Whoa.
Does that put some pressure on you?
Yeah.
Did you do a bunch of fancy editing and timey-wimey
stuff?
Well,
we go through these, like, swirly panels and stuff. It's going to be cool. Yeah.
Is it going to be wibbly and wobbly?
Mm-hmm.
Does Doc make an appearance at all?
Who?
Doc.
Doc?
Who?
Oh, Doc Emmett Brown?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Does the Doc tour?
Maybe.
We'll just have to tune in and see. Mm-hmm. And I saw the intro you made for the other adventure we're doing, Maya Madness, and I thought that it looked really good. I was like, did Eric put this together?
Oh, yeah.
It was good stuff.
Yeah, I put together an intro. I've got the video. I should have it coming out tomorrow morning.
And that's Monday.
Yes. So there you have it.
So that's Mayan Madness. That was given to us to do a Let's Play first.
Yeah.
On YouTube, and then they're going to release the map. But it's got a lot of weird little stuff in there just for us, I guess, right?
Yeah. There's some definite nods there to what we're doing.
Are these both adventure maps, or are they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
we're big on the adventures. We got to get you in on an adventure.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, and by the way.
We keep saying that, and then, you know.
Yeah,
and then
yeah. Wes a lot of times said, let's do something together. Like, okay.
Yeah.
In fact, a good example of that is we wanted to do something with Seth Bling when we had him on the show, and I was thinking, well, probably the only adventure map we could play with him could be like this really technical one that you have to know a lot of redstone. You have to know the mechanics of Minecraft, you know, forward and backward. So I thought, okay, so we're gonna bust his adventure map cherry on Stunzel. And that was the thing I had in my head. And then last week he just did it. So I was like, see, that's a good example. Like when we say we're going to do something, we just do it.
Yeah.
Cause that could have been us hanging out.
So the Tuesday after you get back from Minecon. No, I'll let you wind down. The Tuesday after that. Go ahead and play it. Set stone.
Okay. Good. All right. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And I guess I've been actually working in behind the scenes, getting our servers back up with MC Pro Hosting. They set up our servers so we can just set up our own. Like, we can just click a button and make a server. So we're going to move the Shaftlands over there. I got I found the Brent Copeland map finally.
Yay!
So that's back there. And then we have our two back lots we've got going already. So we're hopefully be pumping out some new stuff soon.
Yay! Like,
All the time. All the
good
tizzy
stuff all the time.
More things to make nuggets out of.
And I haven't been streaming much lately because Guild Wars 2 ate my life. And yeah.
You still playing it?
Oh, God. It's all I want to play. If anybody wants to come and hang out on Tarnished Coast, come and join me. I'm soloing the whole world.
Wow.
Nice.
I hit 80% or 85% map completion, I think.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're fixing the beaches?
You're
tarnished.
I am fixing the beaches by removing the undead creatures that are crawling on them. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Speaking of undead crawling... Wait, I don't know if that's a good segue.
Yeah, I don't think
But our sponsors each and every show, we love you, big old less than three out to you, and we got some individual sponsors this week. We might have missed some because PayPal apparently was, or Anonymous was making some microtransactions to PayPal today.
Yeah.
And they've been down all morning. So these are the ones, anybody who submitted sponsorships today, they'll go on the next week's show, and we apologize right now. Thank you.
Yes.
But right now, we've got some individuals. First, we got Mr. Mapple.
And he says, I have a YouTube channel with no videos on it.
And Mr. Vorland, who says,
See you all again at POC next year. Hey, oh, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see you at POC.
And do you want to read this one?
Yeah.
Grand River says,
don't forget to pay respect to veterans on Remembrance Day.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
And then so we
the
also
guy who came up with Veterans Day is actually from Birmingham.
Really?
The guy who started most of it was from Birmingham.
Is he a Minecrafter?
I'm going to say yes, because that definitely will make it topical.
Well, and speaking of veterans, we have some server sponsors as well. LordBones.com, who does weekly Minecraft videos featuring the Power of Kings Chapter 2. It's a cinematic adventure that you all need to go check out on YouTube, and that's LordBones.com.
And
I'll send you over there.
Also, we have The Watershed again, who is also supporting us weekly. The Watershed is a 2,500 square kilometer survival / RPG world with YouTube adventures and more. Go check it out at mc-thewatershed.net.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Oh, God.
It's a new sound.
Yep.
It's a good bumper.
That's the sound real news makes.
Well, first off, we've got the 1.4.4 pre-release edition. Last week, we reported on the impending release of 1.4.3, but it didn't happen as it turned out. A couple of bugs were considered so game-breaking that a pre-release edition of 1.4.4 was put out instead.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. It is.
No release, over release?
Yeah, but I was totally hacking the Wither. He was awesome.
Hacking? Were you hacking on the Wither?
Was the Wither messed up?
I know. I'm making stuff up.
Oh.
I thought that was like a Hack the Planet reference.
No,
or something.
It's going for Hack the Gibson, but, you know, Hack the Wither.
Yeah. Well, first of all,
old people joke.
Those major bugs were fixed, and it's now possible to swim upwards in flowing water again, and torches no longer jump between walls. And amongst the numerous bug fixes were more features added. You can now spawn baby mobs by right-clicking a mob with a matching spawn egg. Hmm. And the slash enchant command will give specific enchantments to items. And you can also fly through cobwebs in creative mode without being slowed down. But you'll still be slowed down if you walk through them.
Oh, okay. I see. Those are good things.
Is it, though?
Why would that be bad?
I don't know. Like, why can you fly through it, but you can't walk through
it's
it?
It's creative mode.
But you think you should be able to walk through them, too?
Okay, I guess in creative, I guess it makes more sense. Okay.
You just fly over them if you want to.
Right, yeah. Okay.
And I think maybe it's more of when you're flying, you're kind of in God mode at that point, right?
Right.
So flying, going
so
through
whatever.
So physics
don't apply to you.
Your Superman craft.
Okay.
Where we're going, we don't need spider webs.
Nice.
I feel like when you fly, your character should not be like this anymore. I want him to do this.
Hey, there you go.
There is a mod for that.
Yeah, oh, is there?
Yeah.
Is it called Superman or something?
No, it was like the motion thing. There was like a dropping animation and
swimming and crawling.
Like your legs and arms flow when you fall.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You want to read this next one, Zero Cool?
Sure thing. So on Monday, Johan reported that the 0.5.0 update of Minecraft Pocket Edition was submitted for review in both iOS and the Android versions and is expected to be cleared for download by mid-November. The new version adds a couple of things which don't appear to be in the desktop version. Sleeping in a bed will restore some health, which is pretty good, and I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
And something called a Nether Reactor has been added.
What?
A Nether Reactor.
So, are they trying to... I don't know. Like, I don't know if I get this. Like, it's...
They're probably trying to give you a reason to play the iOS version. Because if any time I pick up my iPad and turn it on, I feel like, why am I not just playing on my computer?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's and true. I agree with that, but I also think that they should be changing how it, like, physically works. Like, to me, my problem with playing on the iPad versus the PC is I hate the controls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's like, until they fix that, the reactor's cool, but I don't know if I'll be looking at it.
A reactor? Like, is it radioactive? Yeah, like, if they.
Now we'll have to play and
if
find
they have,
out.
Like, radiation poisoning in the mobile I'm going to have to do that. I mean, how cool would that be to get radiation?
Do you think maybe it's some kind of redstone thing since there's no redstone in the nether?
Oh, I see.
What would it be,
though? It's like a generator of some sort.
I don't know.
So now, do you think we'll be seeing these things added back to the game if it goes well on the handheld? Or do you think they'll just leave it, like you said, to just attract people to it?
Yeah, I guess that really depends what their end goal is, if they want to do the attraction or not.
Or test.
But yeah, it could just be a good way to test to see if the things people want.
Yeah, I think you're more on it, though. I think it's a reason to get people there. I think that makes complete sense.
I like it. I I do think that they'll need to pull things back, though. Like, if they come up with good ideas, they can't just put them on iOS. That would make the millions of PC users angry.
At least people would be making mods, though. I mean, you know? Why wouldn't we see a reactor, or what is it called, a nether reactor mod in like 5 days?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. People like it. Somebody will mod it.
Yeah. It's going to be skinned with Eric's head.
As soon as the mod API is out, see it everywhere.
Yeah. And something else that made a lot of people happy were the charity skin pack. It raised over $500,000.
Oh, wow.
And this is since the release of the Halloween Xbox skin pack. XBLA Minecrafters have been snapping it up in their thousands, raising over $500,000 for charity in the first 2 weeks. And a quick reminder, the skin pack, which benefits 4 charities, is still available until November 26th and costs just 160 Microsoft points.
That means they sold 1 million copies of that. At least.
Well, you know what's the it passed Call of Duty. I don't know if you guys talked about this last week, but it passed Call of Duty. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, no, that was pretty sweet. Yeah. But still, I mean, like 1,000 people buying a skin pack. A million.
250,000.
Wait,
$2 a piece.
Oh
yeah. But at the same time, like, you know that Microsoft's got to grab a piece of that.
Yeah.
They're not going to just give money to charity without taking something.
Bill Gates is pretty big on charity.
You know, but still, this is Microsoft. Come on.
No, we're getting real-time feedback here from Astrogolly, thank God. Yeah. He says, no, all the money is going to charity. So.
I don't believe him.
So even with Windows 8 coming out, they might need the extra dough, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
The loss of sales.
That's
cool.
We've got Lydia and Vu going to Nairobi, which is kind of fascinating. This week, Lydia traveled with Vubui to the slums of Kibera in Nairobi, the location for a pilot project for the Mojang UN Block by Block initiative that we talked about, about 2 months ago?
It was a while ago, I think.
So, as previously mentioned, Block by Block utilizes Minecraft to involve local youth in the redevelopment of urban areas. And hopefully we'll get to hear more from Lydia about that.
And so all you cobblestone producers out there, the big companies, get working on making them cobblestone blocks.
That's right.
You're going to need it.
So do you think that's the location for Minecon 2013?
Yes.
Nairobi?
In Nairobi.
Sweet. Yes.
Well, you know, they've got somebody building a stadium out of cobblestone.
That's true.
Well, and if you want to build your stadium out of cobblestone, you can get a Dell Ultrabook by winning a contest. To celebrate the release of the new Dell XPS 12 Ultrabook, Intel, Dell, Mojang, and Multiplay have teamed up to hold a Minecraft build contest with an Ultrabook as the prize. To be in with a chance to win, you'll have to build a replica of the Paris Eiffel Tower in a new and interesting location and make it fun and unique, like the moon, right? Right? We're going to see a lot of...
Because the Eiffel Tower is such a fun building to make.
Such a pain in the butt to make. Only 500 competitors will be able to sign up, so head on over to the website and get yourself in the running.
Lots of stairs being involved in the building of that.
Yeah.
Seems like they could make something that's more open to user input. You know, every Eiffel Tower will be in the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
This is maybe an Eiffel Tower in the nether. This is the Eiffel Tower on a skyblock.
Maybe like some note blocks or something, playing like some French anthem or whatever.
Yeah. Well,
something unique.
It's kind of weird. Only the first 500. Like, what if the first 500 just happened to be the first suckiest? Fastest builders are going to get it in there first, and they're probably not as good as the people who are going to take time. And
you spend like a week, you finally get done, and you're 501.
Yeah.
No!
And then the guy wins who made the cobblestone Eiffel Tower on the moon.
Yes.
And I want a piece of that action, so I will get the hard drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of a hard drive, we've got a hard drive for you today from Audible.
What?
Are these segues incredible today?
Just roll with it.
Just roll with it. So, if you know, you hear it every episode about a free Audible trial, and it's absolutely free. You can go sign up and get one free book out of over 100,000 choices and a free month to try out the service to see if you like it. And part of that is we get paid, so you're helping us out as well. So head over to audibletrial.com/theshaft. Pick out a book that you want to try out and listen to it. It's really good service. I've been on 4 or 5 years. Yeah. When they were giving out little creative MP3 players, like before the iPods, really, you know. And they were giving them out with the service. Like, get the service and we'll give you this. And that was my first MP3 cool. player. Good stuff.
Excellent.
Anything else? No? Then maybe we should just listen to this.
Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions.
Yeah.
They say shuns better than anybody.
Shuns.
They are really good at it.
We've gone back here.
Mm-hmm. We've gone back.
So we do have some listener contributions. The first is from Spyro543, who says, what does it take to become a guest on the show? Does a guest need a certain number of views or uploaded videos? Is live streaming a requirement? Do you have to do something naughty with Brent?
You have to fly down now.
Yes. Yes, you have to fly down.
Up the requirement. Now, we're not going to have any guests for a few months. But
and we were just talking about this right before the show because Good was giving us some recommendations of people to contact and ask if they want to be on the show. It's usually we're asking people, you know what I mean? Like, we always go after the people, and it's hard because emails and trying to get people's attention. But I think kind of the highest priority for us is, like, if you're cool and funny and talkative and just, like, a good person making good stuff. Like, it doesn't matter what your hits are, you know, like,
unless you're good and you're a bad person making bad hits. Yeah, you know, it's like,
So we're not trying to go after, like, you know, the top 10 YouTubers or anything like that.
Because we've already had them.
There's one they of them had right Notch.
So, so make something cool, and somebody will probably recommend you. We'll see it, and you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you don't need to, like, send in emails asking every week if you can be on the show. I mean, if you... like, I don't know, there's we're looking for people that are entertaining, and we can't tell if you're entertaining unless you have some content out there for us to look at.
Yeah.
So we need a channel that's productive, that like I've had people that want to be on the show, but they stopped doing videos 3 months ago, and it's like, well, I mean, I don't, like, that's, we don't want that either. We want someone who's going to be currently doing something, someone who's going to be entertaining and talkative on the show and butt in and talk and not just
interrupt
sit there.
Us and, you know, try to take the spotlight from us. And,
yeah.
Have you guys seen my channel?
See? Exactly. That was your cue.
B-double-O? Is
yeah,
that,
I think that's it.
And, Etho. You know, if you really think that you should... you should be on the show and you've got some following, you know, tweet us.
Yeah.
Send a tweet out to us and tell your fans to do it. We don't mind that. I mean, that's how In the Little Wood got on the show. We didn't really know him at the time, and all of a sudden we got a flood of tweets, and we went and looked at his stuff, and we're like, oh man, this guy's really good.
Yeah.
This would be great to get him on the show, and we did. So that worked. Those things do work, but you know.
And we used to ask for people to give us recommendations, but we have so many recommendations. Like Brent said, instead of, like, leaving a comment saying, Tobuscus, get Tobuscus on, just ask him. Don't ask, like, you know what I mean? Don't tell us. Mm-hmm. Like, bug him about it.
Yeah.
Because I can guarantee you right now, we've tried. Like, like, there's some people that we've tried to get on the show, and either we aren't big enough for them to recognize us, like Toby. Yeah. I mean, well, actually, I guess he did tweet out that one show that
he
watched.
He did.
It, but
he favorited one of us.
But it's like we need them to know too that we're trying to get in touch with them, because it's hard to get in touch with people who are really famous. I mean, they
have
so much stuff coming in to them that they just don't see it.
Yeah,
the YouTube inbox. I mean, that's really the only way to contact them is YouTube inbox, right? Or maybe Twitter or whatever. But they're getting so many things, they're not seeing it. So
yeah.
If you guys tell them, then they can
We've
tell
tried
them.
Sending messages, say, come on the shaft in all caps. And we even like stylized the way we spelled those words to try to get his attention. Yeah. But he ignored us for some reason.
Yeah. Can't imagine why.
Changed the S's into dollar signs.
Yeah.
We showed up at his house and kept his dog hostage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes. And we had to kill it later because he wouldn't be on the show. We follow through with our threats. Just let them know that. Okay? Cause,
So what do you think, Good? Like, are there a lot of people asking to be... to record with you and be on your server?
I mean, that's like you're talking about inboxes. It's hard to even go through the inbox now because most of the stuff is can I join Minecraft or whatever. And now that I have a PO box, that's become popular in the PO box too. I get a lot of applications in the PO box.
Really?
Yeah, for the server. Someone actually, it hasn't aired yet, but in the last mail time, someone sent me a denied stamp, and so I've been stamping all the applications now on video.
That's awesome.
But if you really want to join the Minecraft server, you need to go to canijoinminecraft.com.
There you go.
And has an application for you to fill out. So go to canijoinminecraft.com and you'll find out how to get on the server.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Legit. Yeah.
Be sure.
Totally legit.
Okay, so this next one here we have is from Nickron100, and he wants to know, or they want to know, what qualities do you value most in an adventure map? And he also goes on to say, thanks, guys. Keep up the great work with the show.
What I like in an adventure map is legitimate puzzles and messing with expectations. Like, when people are playing the adventure map, there are tropes and there are things going on. If you can take what people expect from your map and then turn it around so that it's different, that's what I like.
Ooh, yeah.
So,
do you like parkour in your adventure maps?
A little bit of it, not much. I'm not very great at it.
I know this is what you like, but that's what I hate.
I'm kind of on the lines with you. Like, to me, parkour isn't... Like, sometimes it makes sense in the adventure, and then, okay, it's adventure. But when they do, okay, this is an adventure map, and it's 90% parkour, I'm just like, I'm going to be cheating and flying through 90% of this. Yep. So, like that's not what I like.
Mm-hmm. I think a little bit where there's... not much of a danger or risk, but not too much.
Like if you just make a straight line of cobblestone across the lava that I can run across, we're good.
Well, especially like the maps where you're holding all this important stuff, and then it's like, oh, here's a parkour thing. Don't worry, there's just lava below you.
Yeah.
And there's no way to, like nowadays the trend is to have a ender chest. Yeah. Before ender chest, the trend was to have a mobile chest, right? A chest on a minecart.
Yeah.
You put it in there, you hit the button. So now if you fall and die, it doesn't matter. On the end of the road, you get your stuff back. But like the maps that don't even go as far as to do that, it's like, well, now everything's burned up and I might as well just spawn stuff. And it's just like, I don't know, it's a mess.
Well, and speaking of that, it's kind of a new day and age with command blocks and all this other crap. That. Why don't we get rid of having to carry diamonds through an adventure map? Build the counter into the map itself. And at the end, I come up and go, oh, I got 54.
Oh, that's right.
Well, from what I've read about the command blocks, because I looked into that, I don't think you can set variables and increment them. Like, you can't say, like, X equals 1 and then X plus plus or anything like that.
You could drop cows into a barnyard.
Yeah, you can do stuff. You can spawn. Yeah, you're right. There you go. The cow count at the end. Needs more cowbell.
I win! I've got 12 cows!
Yeah. The door opens and you get one cow. Two cow. Ah, ha, ha. Three cows. Oh, look, Dick Clark. He got lost.
Oh, he's dead.
Wow, brought it back around.
I like a good story in my... I think Blame the Controller does a really good job of making a good story to go with the map. So for me, if I'm doing an adventure map, I want there to be a good story.
But I'm even okay with a hokey story if you can... If you understand your genre. You know, like if you play with what you're working with. But if you just go for, you know, straight medieval and then you have like weird colloquialisms in your story and stuff like that... you know, it gets kind of old, you know, or if you go straight fantasy and then you end up in some weird hijinks, you know, it's like, right. Come on.
Yeah. I do really like multiple locations, though. And I noticed all my favorite maps like Karast and Kingdom of the Sky and stuff like that is you have these different locations that feel different from other places. Like you'll go to one city that's a sand city and all the huts and all, you know, all the things are built a certain way. And then you go to like some tree level, like in Karas. It was an entire area that was just all in the trees and you could go. And anyway, so every area feels different. So you put it all together, it feels like a big epic adventure.
Yeah.
And you have these other maps that like there's one called Memoir, which is kind of cool, but you spend the entire map in a mansion. And you're unlocking doors and you're doing all this stuff, but it's like, I've been in this mansion for 3 hours and, oh, now I beat it. I'm still in the mansion. Oh, you know?
Yeah.
So I really like multiple locations.
Did you just give the ending away? I thought we got out at the end. That's...
Oh, yeah. Maybe you do.
Maybe you escape.
Anyway, so... Yeah. And travel time. Going in between the things, that gives you time to chat and have fun and do stuff, which I think makes it a little more YouTube friendly.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so. Yeah. Some of the maps are so dark, too. Speaking of YouTube friendly, you can't...
That's a good point.
Way too dark. You can't do anything.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So our next question is from Venus Havier, who says, this is a suggestion for future shows. Every now and then, you should have a fan of the show come on. Interview a fan. We have fans on every week.
Yeah.
You are welcome to call in, and we will put your stuff on our show every single week.
Well, aren't your guests always fan? I'm a fan of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I like that.
That's a good point.
We got to pull that out and record it.
We'll take that clip.
I'm good. And I'm
there's a nugget.
A nugget.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. Now, we've done some stuff with like people who weren't, you know, tremendous producers, you know, that we were kind of tight with. The main thing is that when we get people on the show, we need people who are entertaining and people who know how to use their medium to be entertaining. So, you know, usually people who aren't producing stuff aren't as comfortable on camera and aren't as comfortable on the microphone and aren't as good to interview because they're a little deadpan. Yeah. So
well, we've had people on that were fans of the show that also like did something like you know, like the guys who created the Shaft mod and stuff. Well, they're not really, like you said, they're not entertainers on a YouTube mm-hmm. channel, and so it's not as entertaining of a show than it could be if we have someone like Good on.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he's awful good at this.
I have no idea how I got on the show.
We wanted to have a good time.
So there you go. For your excavation station recommendation for having fans, we give it a...
A.
Oh, wait, no. Okay, so this last one here is from the Humble.
The Humble?
The Humble Pineapple. Who the other night had a dream with us in it.
Were there five guys in it?
I don't know, we'll find out. Next week.
No.
Brent and Wes were being held prisoners in a hospital, and I went to visit them with Eric because it was freezing cold. Everyone was wearing sweaters and hats, and I was trying to persuade you to let me on the show.
Weird.
So, okay, so here you go. The fact that it was very, very cold means that you are a little bit nervous interacting with other people. That's the interpretation of being cold.
Oh, this is philosophical.
Really. And the fact that you chose Brent and I to be in the hospital, it's because Eric is kind of a little more introverted than me and Brent, and I think it kind of mirrors, you know, your kind of the cold thing and not being very social. And then the fact that you are wearing sweaters and hats, that means that you look for social protection and the people around you. And the fact that you were trying to persuade us to let you be on the show means that you're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a good interpretation?
Wow.
I thought maybe the sweater and hat thing meant maybe he has malaria or something like that.
Yeah.
You might die.
Dysentery.
And that'll be your next adventure map.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're stuck in a hospital in the cold.
Come on.
Excavation station.
Ow!
So you know how this goes, good. Well, this is where we talk about ideas for the game Minecraft. Do you have any?
Yeah. I've said it before, but not on here, and hopefully you guys haven't heard it a lot, but I'd like to see more rare stuff in the dungeons, because I want to see a reason to go after the dungeons, so I'd like to see things you can't get in the game in the dungeons. To me, the easiest thing for them to add is something that's already in the game, which would be weapons that are enchanted with enchants you can't actually get. Like maybe a stone sword with sharpness 15 or something that you can't really get and you'll probably never use because you wouldn't want to lose it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a gold sword of sharpness 15.
It could be gold, you know, stuff that not diamond or anything like that. It had to be diamond, you know, even a shovel with like efficiency 35 or whatever.
But yeah, stuff that like maybe you could never get and maybe even some like overly powerful stuff like golden boots of lava walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, things like that.
The sword of time traveling. Much better than it's better than the sword of hepatitis.
Hepatitis?
Are you giving hepatitis?
Didn't you do the hepatitis oath? Isn't that what that was?
Did I?
I don't know.
What is that?
Do no harm. Anyway, oh. Sorry.
Yeah, that's it.
The Hippocratic Sword of Justice.
Fistful of Goo recommends the Sword of a Thousand Truths.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's the best one, probably.
Maybe you could get a Holocaust cloak.
Maybe.
I watched Princess Bride last night. Old people jokes. Nice.
The Sword of Galel.
Yes. Hey. Brothers.
And that's all it does is it shouts brother.
Yeah. It randomly blocks.
Yeah. But yeah, they should have names too. That's a good idea. Get names. Yep. Yeah. And if this gets added, I want there to be like a Good something too. Since it was my idea.
Yeah.
A Good sword.
Yeah, the Good sword.
The shovel of Good digging.
Maybe just a whole new block called the Good block.
Yeah.
And you can make these things out of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not a good idea.
Yeah. Eat those slab.
So we've got one from Lord of Guess. He recommends sticks on trees. I would like sticks to be able to spawn on trees. It's kind of annoying that you have to waste some wood to make sticks.
Maybe when you shear a tree, get some sticks.
Well, but why are you wasting wood to get sticks? I mean,
is there a wood shortage in this game?
Yeah, that's kind of baffling to me.
There was on my island until we found the jungle.
Yeah.
The children in Nairobi have no sticks.
Just lots of cobblestone. No, but I mean, really, I mean, how many, you get, what, 4 sticks for 1 piece of wood?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Is that right?
I think that's right.
Yeah, you get planks for one block. We get one wood, makes one plank. And then
2 planks.
2 planks. Right. So you get 8. You get 8 sticks.
No, because it takes 2 planks to make 1 stick.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So yeah, you get 4. You were right to begin with.
So anyway,
so 247, 2'7" ninja says it makes sense, but there isn't a shortage of wood.
Right. Yeah.
That's true. I mean, just make more trees, man. Figure out how to make a tree farm. You know?
Well, this may just be one of those fun versus reality kind of things where they're like, man, they got a way to make sticks.
Too much work.
And really, the sticks
in
the game.
Let's go add a dragon that they'll never fight.
And really,
I mean, what would the trees look like if they had sticks? It'd be, were they big blocks of sticks? I mean, it would look weird, right?
Like a tree with like a tree sticking off the side right. everywhere.
Yeah. And really,
that's why I was thinking maybe if like shearing, when you shear it, you'd get a bush and a stick.
Oh, now that's not bad. Using shears. Oh, I like that. But really, if you think about it, the sticks that you get in the game are really high quality. And you have to go through a lot of work to get that kind of quality in
build
your sticks.
Build a fence.
Yeah. I mean, you can't just make like fences out of the sticks you find in the middle of the wood. You got to really get good sticks.
Like, yeah. Branches.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to make a ladder out of sticks, really? Like, can you imagine getting, like, popsicle sticks and making yourself a ladder? Like, trying to climb it?
Yeah. The Zoolander ladder for climbing up cliffs.
Zoolander.
Yeah. Old people jokes.
Okay, speaking of old people jokes, potion impregnated armor.
Impregnated.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Impregnated.
You know how you can put water, and this is by Mike 5. You know,
I think
how
it's a V.
Mike V.
Mike V.
5.
He's Roman.
The Roman Mike.
So you know how you can put water into a cauldron? Well, I think you should be able to put certain potions in it. Fire resistance, speed, night vision, and use it as if you were washing dyes off your armor. By doing this, you would get the potion effect on your armor.
I don't like it.
So
it seems like it makes it. I mean, well, whenever you wash your armor, it takes a little bit of the water away, right? Doesn't it? I think. But you could still get like 3 enchants on for. Nah, no.
Yeah, no, I don't like it. I don't like it. Yeah.
Whoa, nice one.
Wow, that guy.
That guy came in there.
That guy thought it was funny.
I bet Notch hated that one too.
Yeah. You think
what did Notch think?
Absolutely not.
Oh, see?
Okay.
Well, never going to see that in the game. Yeah.
Do you think he was saying that because he didn't hate it, or do you think it was...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Sure. I kind of like that.
Make up your mind, Nod. Jeez. What's going on? Yeah. He left. Anyway, so we also have one... Well, I read the last one. You want to read one? From Techie Guru?
Oh, sure. I think in the game options, there should be an audio options tab or mods for customizing audio options. For example, I want different volumes for each mod, changing the frequency or of repeating sounds and changing the maximum number of sounds played at a time.
Ooh, that's awfully advanced.
It is pretty advanced, but I would like to make the cow shut up.
Yeah. I've got a way to do it. It usually involves a sword, though.
Because, like, in real life, your cows don't move every 3 seconds. Like, the frequency is a little high.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Now they breathe, too? What were they doing before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the cows are holding their breath.
Maybe that's why they move so much.
They're just trying to breathe.
They're not moving, they're wheezing.
So really, we don't want the options to change this. We just want them to fix that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Come with a better way to do the sounds.
Yeah. I mean, like, out of this, like, what do you think the percentage of people that would actually use these options would be?
Let's Players probably would.
4%, 5%?
But yeah.
I mean... You know, yeah, Let's Players, exactly. This caters to YouTubers.
I do not want my ladders to creak.
Oh, they sound like... What? It's too family-friendly. Never mind.
They sound like something dirty, all right?
They do. Robots doing dirty things.
Cheddarface goes, you're just mining and you hear these sensuous cow breaths. It's like obscene phone cows. So next we've got something from SRJ26, and it's entitled Curses. If you are too close to a witch when you kill it, it should be able to lay a curse on you. And there could be a variety of curses, but one example might be that during the next thunderstorm, you have a much higher chance of being hit by lightning and a lower chance of getting drops from mobs on trees, and the curse could be lifted by a priest type villager.
Weird.
I kind of like the whole curse idea.
I like it, yeah.
I mean,
it would give you a reason to go see the villagers too, I guess.
Yeah. But it would have to go away after an amount of time, though.
Yeah,
like,
duration
if you didn't
based.
Have any, if you didn't have any villagers around and you got cursed, you'd be like, curses.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is kind of the same as if you got a disease and you need to go get it cured by a doctor. Same thing, right? Only fantasy-like because it's a curse and there's witches.
It's kind of pushing the adventure. There's not. A lot of times there's not a reason to go out and look for things and stuff. So maybe you shouldn't go away. Maybe you should really have to go find a village. And if you don't, you might just die to a lightning strike.
Yeah,
that'd be brutal.
It'd be gone then. Once you die, it's gone. I guess find a villager or drown yourself.
Now, and that's when you kill the witch, or should it be like if the witch is...
Yeah, I think it should be like an attack from the witch or something. Like you don't have to... Maybe you get cursed and she turns you into a frog or something.
Yeah. And, maybe, like, what if she did, like, Blair Witchy stuff? Like, if there was a swamp near you, like, you wake up out of your bed and there's, like, the little...
Sticks in the trees.
Where did this come from? And you're all like, oh, it's the Herobrine or something. No, it's the witch, dude. She'll mess you up.
Yeah. That would be cool.
So then you gotta go find the witch and kill her. Like,
yeah.
Because she's messing with you.
Throw her into the pond!
And then you come into her house and there's Steve in the corner with the back turned to you and the camera fades out.
Churches! Very small rock.
Also, is this something that you have to perform? Like, say a priest or somebody has to dispel this curse on you personally, or is this maybe an item that you can take back to a sick person? You know?
Yeah. I would think you'd have to go see the priest yourself and pay him. Like, give him a few emeralds.
Oh, I like that. Because that helps you from not, like, you could just stock up on whatever potions. Mm-hmm. And when you get sick, you're like, yeah, no big deal. Right click, you're done.
People would start holding priests captive, though. It would turn into some kind of weird thing.
That's awesome.
With redstone plates and suns and moons. And the witch came out and gave me a curse, which I got 2 silver for.
Yeah.
Wow.
But maybe it's like something you have to do when you kill her, though. Like, maybe like immediately after she's dead, you have to like plant a torch on her body or something. You have to burn her.
Or she comes back otherwise.
But you wouldn't want it necessarily to happen every time you kill a witch, you get a curse, because then you're like, oh, crap.
Well, and I'm thinking maybe the other way. Like, I don't know if I so much like the whole killing the witch. Like, maybe the witch is more mysterious. Like, you almost never see her. Mm-hmm. Like, but you see her house. And if you go mess with her house, that's when you get cursed, right? Like, don't mess with the witch's house. And it's kind of like this story with the, no, don't go out there. The witch will curse you. And you're like, I don't care.
Because aren't they passive unless you attack them anyways?
I have not dealt with
them. I can't find one on the server, so I don't honestly know. But my understanding is they're passive. So I think they shouldn't be, I don't think they should try to kill you. They should just curse you if you come near their house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they're stronger or something, so you don't want to run in there and try to kill them. And maybe that's how you get the curse removed, is either going on, like, paying for it or going on an adventure to find something to quest for it or killing the witch. But you need a lot of people to kill the witch.
That's a good idea. Something like that. Yeah.
Maybe you go to the village, you hire them to come with you, the mob, come out there, pitchforks, sticks, and stab the witch.
Yeah.
And then you have to jump off a cliff and climb a tree and find a cat. And hey, you remember back in the day when this whole witch thing was simple and could be covered in three lines?
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty neat.
I think that's somewhere around in there. Okay, so trainable birds. This was submitted by MC underscore Buffalo, and he wants his lotion in the basket. Wasn't that Buffalo Bill?
It was.
Anyway, I think Minecraft needs some sort of common bird. I'm thinking a raven that you can train with seeds or other fruit and vegetables. They would just... They would be born creeper killers because they could stay in the air and swoop down to quickly hit them and go back up again. I mean, does everybody remember the wolves? How excited everybody was about the wolves?
Yeah.
Is everybody still excited about the wolves?
No.
I really only want one. Like, no.
I don't even want one. Especially whenever they were bugged and they were teleporting all over the place. Every time you're doing something, they're showing up and scaring the crap out of you.
Yeah.
Freaking scary wolves.
I want to be able to tame the bats, though, because they're cute.
Yeah, bats are cool. I do like the bats.
Cute little bats.
But you know, now that they've added bats, there's going to be parrots in jungles one day and ravens and creeper butts or whatever he said.
Creeper butts.
A pirate and have like a parrot on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Arr.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time. I want a mob that flies and attacks you. Like you don't see it coming and it comes down and pecks your eyes out.
Mm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. There's
ravens.
Ravens,
not
yeah.
Ravens, buzzards.
Buzzards, yeah.
Like if you're low on health in the desert, they come after you.
Yeah. You're cursed by the witch looking for a village.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's the buzzard!
Curse that witch!
Penguins.
You know, that'll probably be the, yep.
Penguins are sweet and juicy.
They don't fly there.
I think we
that's true.
I think we've
technically they're birds, I guess.
I think we've gone too far.
Maybe they don't have birds in Sweden. Do they have birds besides penguins?
I think they have birds in Sweden.
Swedish birds? I've never heard of a Swedish bird.
I haven't either. I don't think they have one.
I've only heard of Swedish
fish. Any birds there. I think that's one. They keep going, birds? What are birds? Why do people want us to add them to the game?
Just have bats.
All we got are penguins.
Exander has confirmed that they do have birds in Sweden.
Oh,
everybody, we've got expert opinion. There is birds in Sweden.
There's birds in Sweden! There are birds in Sweden. Just, okay.
Well, pterodactyls in the nether, someone said.
Do you want to push a button?
Kind of fun.
I don't know. I was going to see, do we have any other ideas on the table, in the chat room? Nothing?
Have I mentioned mass transportation?
What, like buses?
Yes. Desert bus.
Planes and trains and cars.
Limos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's so intense.
Sighting.
Eric, your arm flinging just gets more and more dramatic every week, I swear.
Thanks. I practice at home.
So our first sighting this week, and we've got a lot of videos this week because we got some good stuff coming in.
Mm-hmm.
First, we have a video from Mad Crazy Scientist. It's called Flawed Minecraft Suggestions, Episode 1. And basically what this is it's recommendations for basically kind of excavation station ideas that are bad and why they're bad. And so there are
lava
three...
boats.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mass transportation. So there's three flawed Minecraft suggestions in episode one, and you should check it out because it's actually pretty funny.
I feel like they could just watch your show and get like the next year's worth of episodes.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Colored glass could be its own episode.
Yeah.
You want to talk about this next one, Eric?
Yeah. The next one, Minecrafter Dreamreaver. Dreamreaver. Dreamreaver 23's splendid parody.
Parrot.
Parrot.
Like a bird?
Parody.
Wow, you find this in a jungle biome.
I forgot how to talk.
This is a parody of Travy McCoy's Billionaire, complete with live action Minecraft in the video. This is great. We listened to this right before the show, and it's done very well.
Yes, this is my favorite Minecraft song in a while.
Yeah, and he's got the big clock around his neck.
I'd like to see more the parodies done with the live action stuff than all Minecraft video. I really liked that; it was really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff.
So we like you, Dream Reaver 23.
Yeah, and your parrots. Your splendid parrots.
So we have a link too here. This is Blockbuster, The Making of Minecraft. It's not safe for work, for some language, apparently. And this is a PC Gamer article by Marsh Davies, and it takes a look at the rise of Minecraft and its creator, as well as the days before Notch became the household name he is today.
Nice.
Next, we have a video. It's called Mindfall. And it's from Now Let's Play Minecraft. It's a reimagining of Skyfall, the theme song to the James Bond movie. And this is a pretty amazing production with Bella Beth doing the vocals and Crafted Kiwi putting together the video. Very interesting.
Did y'all see Skyfall? Did y'all see it?
No.
We went to go see it Friday. It's pretty good.
I'm looking forward to it. I imagine I'll see it about 2 months after it comes out on a Blu-ray.
There you
go. I have kids.
Yep. I was about to say, that's what... Yep. Good. You guys know what you need? Babies.
I don't get to see movies like almost ever, but it was the company went to go see the movie altogether. And so my wife was like, yeah, go see it. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Done.
Looks good.
At first it was like, oh, I can't go. I got kids and, you know, wife and...
Yeah.
Then she said, go.
I want to see Looper.
I want to see Looper, too.
Time travel.
Yep. Time travel. It's a time travel movie. I heard Looper's excellent, and my wife and I think, are going to have a date night on Tuesday, so we might go see a movie.
Ooh, I'm going to sneak in there. You guys might think you're alone, but
you see a third hand come into the popcorn.
We're watching Looper and we've got Looker next to us.
Eric Lookerton.
Awesome.
You gonna eat that? Old people jokes.
So this next one is gonna be a sweet song we're gonna play.
Yeah,
it's a minute and a half, not too long. You want to talk about this, Brent?
So this is a What Would at Brent Copeland Do? Commercial Man created this amusing parody of South Park's What Would Brian Boitano Do? And featuring me. I thought it was actually one of the best songs I've ever heard in my whole entire life.
Wow.
Yeah, because he doesn't listen to much good music.
He doesn't. Hey. Really.
I've seen
sometimes when you find yourself in a bit of a jam, you've just got to ask yourself, what would Brent Copeland do?
What would that Brent Copeland do if he were here right now? He'd make a plan and follow through. That's what Brent Copeland would do.
When Brent Copeland was playing Minecraft with Eric and Wes, he killed the monsters, saved the day, and cleaned up all the mess.
And when Brent Copeland went to Egypt, he chased down all those thieves. He rounded them all up and then he asked them all to leave.
So what would that Brent Copeland do if he were here today? I'm sure he'd kick a butt or two. That's what Brent Copeland would do.
Following at Brent Copeland's free, you should follow him immediately.
An Audible is fun, listen to books on the run.
And I'll sign up for Netflix too, cause that's what Brent Copeland would do.
So what would that Brent Copeland do? He'd find Eric and Wes, they'd record a show for me and you. That's what Brent Copeland would do.
Oh boy, a new Control Point episode!
What? No man, not Control Point, the shaft!
Oh, yay!
When Brent Copeland sailed the world to the island of Galil, he destroyed the temple of moss and escaped from that hell. And when Brent Copeland was in the cave, he beat up Herobrine, because Brent Copeland doesn't take crap from anybody. Together with Eric and Wes, they'll record the shaft, and they'll invite a guest on too, cause that's what Brent Copeland would do. And they'll invite a guest on too, cause that's what Brent Copeland would do. That's what Brent Copeland would do.
Yeah!
Yay! Best song ever!
Very cool!
Yay!
Follow me on Twitter.
That's right, at Brett Copeland.
It's your new ringtone.
We just lost 800 viewers.
Hey, now. They all went to Twitter immediately.
Yeah.
That was awesome. So next we have the Minecraft Community Quiz, and this is a video. X-Cylinder's put a lot of time and effort into creating an interactive video quiz, challenging your knowledge about the Minecraft community at large. EZ's had a go at this, so why don't you use your brain power too? I will link this in the show notes. It is the Minecraft Community Quiz.
And it's good. I got 100% on it.
Good job. Does that mean it's really easy?
I mean, I think it's easy for us.
If you know Minecraft.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's easy for anybody who knows. I'll have to definitely try this out.
Yeah.
And it's, speaking of Zillinder and that Alice have been doing some awesome stuff in our chat room. You might have noticed the Nightbot.
Yeah, we have a new bot. Yeah.
He just said, brother! Thanks, Nightbot.
Brother. Oh, yeah, he did.
So, do you want to talk about this last one here? I think you put it in
here. Yeah, the last one. Feed the Beast came out yesterday. It's a mod similar to Tekkit. For those that are familiar with Tekkit, released yesterday. Slowpoke. Yeah, I thought I had it wrong. Yeah. He streamed it whenever they released it, and I think you guys are going to do it, right?
Yes.
There's rumors.
Yeah.
And there's rumors that Minecraft's going to do it as well. So
maybe we could all do it together. At Five Guys.
I was going to make a Five Guys reference, too.
Yeah. Guess where we had lunch before here.
Mm. Yeah. We ate Five Guys.
Yeah,
three girls.
Yeah. Wes said they had the best nuts he's ever tasted.
They are. They're the best nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. So, speaking of great nuts... I really don't know where I'm going with this.
See, it's not as easy as it looks. I know.
So you can get another free trial from this show. You can get a Netflix trial for 30 days. Go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty, and you can get a 30-day free trial to Netflix, and you will help out the show. And there's all kinds of great stuff on there. I have still been watching MI5. Which, again, I think you guys need to watch this. The great thing about British television is they have short seasons. And so they tend to compact things. There are no filler episodes. And when they do have an episode with a very tight story, rather than spread it over two episodes, they'll take the boring part and make it a flashback, right? So, like, for instance, sometimes you'll start an episode of MI5 and everyone will already be in trouble. The things that have gone wrong and have put them into the bad situation have already happened, and now it's just them trying to get out of it.
Oh, that's
cool. I'm already bored with the show. Does that say anything?
You're already bored with the show.
No, it's seriously, and it's one of the best spy shows I've ever seen.
Cool.
Well, here's a movie I watched this week: The Brady Bunch in the White House. I actually watched.
You're keeping up political stuff.
It's very political. Mike Brady becomes the president of the United States. And his wife, Carol Brady, becomes the first lady / the vice president. And it's awesomely terrible.
Really?
I love terrible movies. And this is a good one, if you want a terrible movie, that is.
So if you want terrible movies, go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. You can get 30 days of terrible movies and great British television shows.
Yeah.
Check it out.
I have a question about Netflix, because I'm one of the few people in the world that don't actually have a Netflix account.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Someone told me that on your iPad, you can download stuff and watch it offline. Is that true?
No.
I didn't think it was true. Okay. Yeah. That's... Okay. The reason why I didn't sign up is because back in the day, you had to have a CD for the PlayStation, and I wanted it just, like, right now. I don't want to wait to get mailed something. But you don't have to do that anymore, so now you just sign up and... It's instant.
Yeah, that is one thing about Netflix. Now, it'll buffer it a little bit.
Right. I was just thinking for, like, a flight or something. Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. They're mean that way. Yeah. They're mean people.
Yeah, still, and I've actually tried to watch it on flight, even with the crappy Wi-Fi they get up there. It doesn't even, not even kind of works. At least the two flights I've tried.
But you can get an audiobook from audible.com.
Yes, and you can take those with you anywhere.
You can.
Oh, wow.
Now, Netflix does work on a crap ton of devices, though. So if it'll work on your PC and your iPad, iPhones. You know, probably all the Android stuff too as well, but also like the Roku box, the TiVo boxes, a lot of the new Blu-ray players and desktop things have it built in.
Some TVs have it built in.
Yeah. So if you don't have it, it's kind of the next wave of, especially with kids, dude. Oh my God. Like you can actually use it twice, like at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if you have one kid, well, they could be watching, you could be watching it, and you can, they've got a lot of kid stuff, like tons of it. Disney.
So, Disney.
So, you'll probably get Star Wars on there eventually.
You could watch, like, Brady Bunch, and the kids could watch Disney or something.
Now, do you get DVDs?
No. I just pay the $7.99 for streaming.
See, I thought that was only one account. I thought you only could have one account streaming at a time with that.
No, we got two. Because both my kids use it. We can't use it at night because both our kids use it at night to go to sleep because we're horrible parents.
Yeah.
But, I swore up and down I would never let my kids have a TV in their bedroom because I didn't. But somehow one night I let them take their laptops and... And I was like, that was stupid.
Because that is a TV,
it's a TV.
Yeah.
And I just set the expectation And I was just like, screw it. I don't care. As long as I get sleep. And I just
do you let it play all night? Or do you go in there and cut it off after a little while?
Well, it cuts off kind of by itself after it stops playing.
He doesn't have to give it any attention. He'll run out eventually. No. It's like food. He gives them a little food, and eventually they'll need more.
And I'm not waiting until they go to bed to go in there and turn off their stuff. I want to sleep.
Yeah. Just lock the door from the outside. Call it good.
Throw in some food every couple days. Yes. You know, some ho-hos. And
more good parenting from the Shaft.
Yeah. Yes. No, I'm too busy letting them watch The Simpsons. I mean, come on. Yeah. Horrible parent.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Speaking of horrible parents, how are you, Good?
Oh.
Terrible. At parenting.
Yeah. So, tell us more. I think we should probably have some background music. Should we have some background music?
Yeah.
I think it's about that time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Good, tell me about your channel.
I have a channel on YouTube. It's called Good Boulderfist. I make videos, Minecraft videos, real life videos sometimes.
So of all the people on Minecraft, which do you like the best?
Myself?
A second best.
Such a mean question.
I know, right? I mean, how? At this point, you're like, well, if he doesn't say Etho, he's a jerk.
Yeah.
That's just like we getting questions like, Brent, who's your favorite co-host on the show? Yeah. I'm like, really? It's of course Eric.
Yeah. No, well, no, it's true. It's my favorite too.
We all have our favorites. And we don't mind picking it.
So we had you on episode 58.
Oh,
so it's been a while, and I forget how many videos a day you were doing back then. But what are you doing today?
I'm pushing for three to four every day. Okay. It's been hard with the kid to do the stuff like Minecraft because it takes the most amount of time. So I've been playing other games more frequently than I used to. But still push for three or four. And I'm thinking after I come back from Paris, I think some things are changing around our house now that the baby is a year old and some things are changing. So I think I'll be doing more Minecraft then when I get back. That's the plan at least.
Okay.
You can kind of put them in those little fenced in areas and leave them alone.
She's so spoiled. Okay. Like, if I'm not holding her or playing with her, she's not happy, and I keep just giving in.
I understand.
And that will get easier just with time and school.
And TV's in their bedroom.
School is the big one. When and you the ship Simpsons. Them off, there's someone
else.
Put
the
else
Simpson in front of her at two, and she'll be fine.
Simpsons. Who would do that to their kid?
It'll probably still be on in 10 years, too, when she's left to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
New episodes too, not reruns. Let my kids watch.
Oh yeah.
So, are you going to let us on the Minecraft server?
Just go to canijoinminecraft.com.
Oh god, nice. I know. I'm getting sick of him asking you. Jeez, leave the man alone. So
you fly out of here in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Short. Flight or consecutive flights or that's something. Right. Yeah.
We got in Five Guys early for you.
Yep. I enjoyed the Five Guys and what was in this little cup here at one point.
And where can people follow you on Twitter?
GoodLP.
And is there any other places they need to know about you?
Facebook is GoodLP as well.
Very good. So LP. Thank you for being on the show today. We loved it.
Thanks for having me and introducing me to Five Guys.
Wait.
You forgot all their names.
I don't even know where to go with that.
The Five Guys appreciates it, too.
Their meat was delicious.
That's good.
You like the meat, I like the nuts.
Yeah, I had some nuts, too. They were kind of salty, though.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. Everything tastes better with The Shaft.